A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, I am writing you, although I hope to visit you soon. But if I should be delayed, you should know how to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the foundation of truth. Undeniably great is the wisdom of devotion, who was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the spirit, seen by the angels, proclaimed to the Gentiles, believed in through the world, and taken up in throughout the world, and taken up in glory. Thank you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How great are the works of the Lord. How great are the works of the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart and accompany an assembly of the just. Great are the works of the Lord, exquisite in all their delights. How great are the works of the Lord! Majestic and majesty and glory are his work, and his justice endures forever. He has won renown for his wondrous deeds. Gracious and merciful is the Lord. How great are the works of the Lord! He has given food to those who fear him. He will forever be mindful of his covenant. He has made known to his people the power of his works, giving them the inheritance of the nations. How great are the works of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not weep. For John the Baptist came neither eating food nor drinking wine, and you said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking. You said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard. He's a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom was vindicated by all her children." The Gospel of the Lord. And so here Jesus is yelling at the crowds. Easy way to say it. And he's just sitting there saying, "Stop it, stop it, stop it. If you want to sit there, you judge John the Baptist. You said John the Baptist was a demon. Please. And now the Son of Man comes because he didn't eat and drink. And now I come and I'm eating and drinking. I'm hanging out with sinners. And you're judging him too. It's like when people pick on the Pope. He's too merciful. He's hanging out with sinners, you know." Yeah, like Jesus did. And like you and I should be doing. Again, whenever we stand back in judgment of anybody, we bring the judgment of God upon ourselves. Anytime you and I judge anybody, we bring that same judgment upon ourselves. So when God looks at us and he says, "Stop it, stop it, stop it," we better stop it, stop it, stop it. Because when we judge, 95% of the time, I'll give people 5%, they judge wrongly. I judge wrongly. So, mind your own business. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.